With the Warriors set to face the Pelicans in Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals on Sunday, the team had a practice at the Smoothie King Center on Saturday afternoon, and we listen in to head coach Steve Kerr after practice.
Not enough force, not enough defensive intensity. Played against a team that was inspired and angry, and so typical NBA playoff scenario. It played out, so we got to respond with more force.
Think of the three-point looks that they got. Should they have been defended better on the film?
We lost Mirotić several times in transition, which is disappointing. We lost Ian Clark a couple times. So our three-point coverage was not good.
You guys have, you know, in the past, when you basically let Tony Allen just kind of do what he wants. I mean, Rondo, you'd think is similar because he can't shoot, but he handles the ball much more. How much difficult does it make that, where you want to lay off a guy, but he's pretty much got the ball all game?
Well, Rondo's been playing his whole career with people backing off him. And for him, it's almost a gift because now he's got easy passing lanes and he's a brilliant passer. So that's where the trick lies when you defend him. You got to understand when to back off, when to pressure, and it's not an easy thing to figure out because he's such a unique player, and they have a team that's very suited to his talents and vice versa.
Was that a big problem in his 21 assists last night? I know you mentioned the Mirotić transition. I remember he's kind of bringing guys in,
right,
pitching it back and dumping it off easy to Davis.
Yeah, no, Rondo was great last night. I mean, he was fantastic. So our defense has to get better. Like I said, we got to pick our spots better in terms of whether we're pressuring them or backing off. And you get a feel as you go with this stuff, and I think we'll be better tomorrow.
Seems like one of the only real matchups is Drew and KD, where they both guard each other at the end. Do you want to see more from KD in that matchup and maybe taking that over?
I don't look at the game that way in terms of individual matchups. I think we can all play with more force and more intensity. That's everybody on our team. So as long as we're doing that, then everything kind of takes care of itself.
Steve, your point yesterday of Steph with just the second game being the most challenging part, what's the process you envision of that timing and rhythm and fatigue?
Well, the third game is usually amazing.
Yeah.
but that's just been my experience, both as a player and as a coach, that second one, when the adrenaline's gone, you know, reality sets in, and you got to grind through a little bit. But the good news is, as you move on, the rhythm comes back and the routine comes back. And I think that's what you're going to see from Steph. He's going to step into a much more comfortable role, and not only within the offense, but, you know, in his being, in his body, he's feeling better and better each day.
Is he at the point to be able to increase the minutes, or you want to keep it kind of where it's been so far?
I think he's gaining conditioning every day, so we can definitely increase the minutes.
Is there still concern with the lineup with Iguodala in there and Draymond at the center? Is there still concern of starting that because you don't want to mess up the?
You guys are good. Yes. Yes, there is concern. There's a lot of concern, but I still could do it. It's plausible.
But if you did do that, is there concern that like you said, that messes up your rotation pattern?
Well, I think answering the question in general terms, this series is pretty unique because they play so small. And our bench is filled with centers, and so it's the first series that I can remember where, you know, we haven't really been able to go like 10, even 11 deep, you know, and since I've been here. So, but they're a very unique challenge, so we're down a body with Patrick McCaw. He would make a lot of sense with his defense in this series. Without him, and then overloaded at centers in reserve, and even starting small like we did the first two games, it definitely thins our bench out. So that's something we have to consider.
Is there an ideal or a minutes limit that you would want to play that particular group in a game? Is there a ballpark number?
No, I don't ever go into a game especially a playoff game, thinking along those lines.
Or I mean, guideline maybe? Or?
No, no. In the regular season, you know, it's not a lineup we want to go to all the time because it's it can be tiring and you got 82 games. But in the playoffs, it's a lineup we've gone to, you know, for longer minutes. And, you know, there's always rest in between games. You don't have back-to-backs, all that stuff. So there's some food for thought for you, Chris. I mean, that makes this an entire possibility. I got to rethink everything. I don't know what I'm going to do.
On that lineup, last year particularly, it was quite excellent. And this year it hasn't gotten a lot of run just because of injuries and things right. like that. But it hasn't really seemed to find its groove yet, at least like it did last year. Is that just not having a lot of time together to make that happen? Is that the regular season and the wear and tear of it all? What do you attribute it to?
I think it's a combination of the injuries and the way we kind of went through the regular season anyway. Right. You know, we were resting guys, you know, periodically. We were pacing ourselves, to be quite frank. Yeah. You know, we weren't bringing the full 110% old college try every night with that group. And it's a group that obviously has to compete at a high level
right.
for it to really catch fire. And obviously this is the playoffs. And so it's I'm very comfortable playing that group and playing other guys as well. So we'll find the right combinations.